If but as well I other accents forever can my speech diffuse. My good intent may carry through itself to that full issue for which I raised my likeness. Now banished, Kent, if thou canst serve where thou dost stand condemned, so may it come. Thy master, whom thou lovest, shall find thee full of labors.
Let me not stay at yours for dinner! Oh, get it ready! What art thou?
A man, sir.
What dost thou profess? What wouldst thou with us?
I do profess to be no less than I seem. To serve him truly, that'll put me in trust. Love him that is honest, to converse with him that is wise, and says little. To fear judgment, to fight when I cannot choose, and to eat no fish.
What art thou?
A very honest-hearted fellow, and as poor as the king.
If thou beest as poor for a subject as he is for a king, thou art poor enough. What wouldst thou?
Service.
Who wouldst thou serve?
You.
Dost thou know me, fellow?
No, sir, but you have that in your countenance that I would fain call master.
What's that?
Authority.
What services canst thou do?
Oh, I can keep honest counsel, ride, run, mar a curious tale in telling it, and deliver a plain message bluntly. That which ordinary men are fit for, I am qualified in. And the best of me is diligence.
How old are thou?
Well, not so young, sir, to love a woman for singing. Nor so old to dote on her for anything. I have years on my back, 48.
Follow me, thou shalt serve me. If I like thee no worse after dinner, I shall not part with thee before. Dinner! Dinner! Where's my name? My fool. Go, you, call my fool hither. You, sirrah. Where's my daughter?
So please you.
Call the cop, old man! Where's my fool? Ho, ho, ho! I think the world's asleep.
Now,
where's that mongrel?
He says, my lord, your daughter is not well.
Why came not the slave back to me when I called him?
Sir, he answered me in the roundest manner he would not.
He would not.
My lord, I know not what the matter is, but to my judgment, your highness is not entertained with that ceremonious affection as you are wont. There's a great abatement of kindness appears as well in the general dependence as in the Duke himself also and your daughter.
Sayest thou so?
I beseech you, pardon me, my lord, if I be mistaken, for my duty cannot be silent when I think your highness wrong.
Thou but rememberest me of mine own conception. I have perceived most faint neglect of late, which I have rather blamed as mine own jealous curiosity than as the very pretense and purpose of unkindness. I will look further into it. But where's my fool? I've not seen him this 2 days.
Since my young lady's going into France, sir, the fool hath much kind
of... No more of that. I've noted it well. Go, you. Tell my daughter I'd speak with her. Go, you, and call hither my fool! Ah! You, sir! You! Come you hither, sir? Who am I, sir?
My lady's father.
My lady's father? My lord's knave. You whoreson dog, you slave, you cur!
I am none of these, my lord. I beseech your pardon.
Do you bandy looks with me, you rascal?
I'll not be stricken, my lord.
Not stricken either, you base football player.
I thank thee, fellow. Thou serves me and I'll love thee.
Come, sir, arise. Away? No.
We'll teach you differences. Away! Away! Have you wisdom?
If you measure your lover's length again, tarry, but away!
Go to.
Hey! 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 Now, my friendly knave, I thank thee. Here's Ernest for thy service.
Let me hire him, too. Here's my coxcomb.
Now, my pretty knave. How dost thou?
Sirrah, you had best take my coxcomb.
Yeah, why, fool?
Why? For taking one's partner out of favour. Hey, a man canst not smile as the wind sits, I'll catch cold shortly. They take my coxcomb. Why, this fellow, he's banished to one's daughters and did the third a blessing against his will. If I follow him, I must needs wear my coxcomb. And an uncle. Would I have two coxcombs and two daughters?
Why, boy?
If I gave them all my living, I'd keep the coxcombs myself. There's mine. Take another of thy daughters.
Take heed, sirrah. The whip.
Oh, proof. The dog, Master Kennel. He must be whipped out when ladies are black. They stand in a fire and stick.
A pestilent gall to me.
Sirrah, I'll teach thee a speech.
Do, boy.
Mark it, knuckle. Have more than thou showest. Speak less than thou knowest. Lend less than thou owest. Ride more than thou goest. Learn more than thou trowest. Set less than thou throwest. Leave thy drink in thy oar, and keep in a door, and thou shalt have more than 2/10 to a score.
This is nothing, fool.
And 'tis like the breath of an unfeed lawyer. You gave me nothing for it. Why, can you make no use of nothing, uncle?
Why, no, boy. Nothing can be made out of nothing.
Oh, prithee, tell him. So much the rent of his land comes to, he'll not believe a fool.
You're a bitter fool.
Dost know the difference, my boy, between a bitter fool and a sweet one?
No, lad, teach me.
That lord that counseled thee to give away thy land, completed me or by me, and do thou for him stand. The sweet and bitter fool where he'll presently appear. The one in Bossy here, the other found out there.
Dost thou call me fool, boy?
All thy other titles thou hast given away, that thou wast born with.
Not altogether fool, my lord.
I know lords and great men will not let me. If I had a monopoly out, they'd have part on it. And the ladies, too, they'll not let me have all the food to myself. They'll be snatching. Luckily. Give me an egg, and I'll give thee 2 crowns.
What 2 crowns shall they be?
God, when I've cut the egg in the middle and eat up the meat, the 2 crowns of the egg. When thou clovest thy crown in the middle and gavest away both parts, thou borest thy ass on thy back o'er the dirt. Thou hast little wit in thy bald crown when thou gavest thy golden one away. If I speak like myself in this, let it be wit that first finds it so. Fools have ne'er less grace in a year, for wise men are grown foppish, and know not e'er their wits to wear. Their manners are so apish.
When was thou wont to be so full of songs, sirrah?
I've used it, knuckle, ever since thou madest thy daughters thy mother. For when thou gavest them the rod, and puttest down their own breeches, then they for sudden joy did weep, and I for sorrow sung, that such a king should play bo peep, and go the fools of mine old knuckle. Prithee, keep a schoolmaster that can teach thy fool to lie. I'd fain learn to die.
And your lie, sirrah, will have your wit.
I marvel what kin thou and thy daughters are. They'd have me wit for speaking truth, as they'd have me wit for lying. Sometimes I'm wit for holding in peace. I'd rather be any kind of thing than a fool, and yet I'm not with thee, uncle. Thou hast paired thy wit on both sides and left nothing in the middle. Here comes one of the pairings.
Now, daughter, what makes that frontlet on? You're too much of lady to frown.
Thou wast a pretty fellow when thou hadst no need to care for her frowning. Now thou art an old without a figure. I'm better than thou art now. I'm a fool without nothing. Oh, yes, forsooth. I will hold me peace, though your face bid me, though you say nothing. Mum, 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 mum. He that keeps the crust and the crumb. Weary of all shall want some. That's a sheen peace card.
Not only, sir, this your old licensed fool, but other of your insolent retinue do hourly carp and quarrel, breaking forth in rank and not to be endured by it. I have thought by making this well known to you to have found a safe redress, but now go, fearful, by what yourself too late have spoke and done, that you protect their cause and put it on by your allowance, which if you should, the fault would not scape censure, nor the redresses sleep, which in the tender of a wholesome wheel might in their working do you that offence, which else were shame, but their necessity were called discreet proceeding.
Uncle, the edge sparrow fed the cuckoo so long it had its head bit off by its young. So out went the candle, we were left darkling.
Are you our daughter?
You would make good use of your good wisdom, whereof I know you are proud.
Oh.
And put away these dispositions which of late transport you from what you rightly are.
May not the ass know when the cart draws a horse. Go, whoops, chug, I love thee.
Does any here know me? This is not Lear. This is Lear Hawkner. Speak up. Where are his eyes?
Either his notion weakens or his discerning telepathy.
Waking? It is not so. Who is it that will tell me who I am?
Lear Shadow.
I would learn that, for by the marks of sovereignty, knowledge, and reason, I should be false persuaded.
I have daughters. They will make an obedient father.
Your name? Fair gentlewoman.
This admiration says much of the favor of other your new pranks. I do beseech you to understand my purposes aright. As you are old and reverend, should be wise, here you do keep 100 knights and squires, men so disordered, so debauched and bold, as if our court, infected with their manners, shows like a riotous inn. Epicurism and lust makes it more like a brothel or a tavern than a grace palace. The shame itself doth speak for instant remedy. Be then desired, I heard that Else will take the things she does, a little to disquantity your train, and the remainders that shall still depend to be such men as may besought your age, which know themselves and you.
Darkness and devil, saddle my horses! Call my train together! Degenerate bastard, I'll not trouble thee. Yet have I left a daughter.
You strike my people, and your disordered rabble makes servants of their betters.
Oh, too late, Professor. Your will. Speak, sir. Prepare my horses. Ingratitude, thou marble-hearted fiend. More hideous when thou showst thee in a child than the sea monster.
Pray, sir, be patient.
Detesting. Kite! Thou liest. My train, the men of choice and rarest parts, who all particulars of duty know, and with the most exact regard support the worships of their name. Oh, most small fault, how ugly didst thou in Cordelia show, which like an engine wrenched my frame of nature from the fixed place, drew from my heart all love, and added to the gall. Oh, Lear, 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 meet at this gate, but let thy folly in and thy dear judgment out. Go! Go, my people!
Oh, my lord, I am as guiltless as I am ignorant of what has moved you.
It may be so, my lord. Hear, nature. Hear, dear goddess. Hear. Suspend thy purpose. If thou didst intend to make this creature fruitful, into her womb convey sterility, dry up in her the organs of increase, and from her derogate body never spring a babe to honor her. If she must teem, create her child of spleen, that it may live and be a thwart, disnatured torment to her. Let it stamp wrinkles in her brow of youth, with cadent tears break channels in her cheeks. Turn all her mother's pains and benefits to laughter and contempt, that she may feel how sharper than a serpent's tooth it is to have a thankless child. Away! Away!
Dear door, wherefore comes this?
Never afflict yourself to know more of it, but let his disposition have that scope as dotage.
What? 50 of my followers are in the cap within a fortnight.
What's the matter?
I'll tell thee. Life and death, I am ashamed that thou hast power to shake my manhood thus. That these hot tears which break from me perforce should make thee worth them. Blast and hogs upon me. The unscented woundings of a father's curse pierce every sense about thee. Old fond eyes, beweep this cause again, I'll pluck ye out and cast you with the waters that you loose to turn for clay. Is it come to this? Let it be so. I have another daughter, who I am sure is kind and comfortable. When she shall hear this of thee, with her nails she'll flay thy wolfish visage. Thou shalt find that I'll resume that shape which thou dost think I have cast off forever.
Do you mark that?
I cannot be so partial, Goneril, to the great love I bear you.
I pray you consent. But Oswald, who? You, sir. More knave than fool after your master.
Uncle Lear, tell me, take the fool with me. The fox, when one has caught her, and such a daughter, should sure to the slaughter. If my cat would buy a halter! And so the fool follows after.
This man has had good counsel. 100 knights. This politic and safety, let him keep at point 100 knights. Yes, but on every dream, each buzz, each fancy, each complaint, dislike, he may engard his dotage in their powers and hold our lives in mercy. Oswald, I say!
Well, you may fear too far.
No! Safer than trust too far. Let me still take away the harms I fear, not fear still to be taken. I know his heart. What he has uttered, I have read my sister. If she sustain him and his 100 knights when I have shown the unfitness. How now, Oswald? What have you writ that letter to my sister?
Aye, madam.
Take you some company and away to horse. Inform her full of my particular fear. And thereto add such reasons as your own as may compact it more. Get you gone and hasten your return. No, my lord. This milky gentleness and course of yours, though I condemn not, yet under pardon, you are much more attacked for want of wisdom than praised for harmful mildness.
How far your eyes may pierce, I cannot tell. Striving to be better, off we marvel well.
Yay.
Well, the event.